The main focus of the offense this week in practice has been converting on third downs. Here's a listen to offensive coordinator North Turner.
You know, I've coached this game a long time, so you see a lot of different things. He's not the first guy I've seen throw a ball like that. Obviously, when it happens, I think he feels worse than anybody, and it's a mistake that's correctable. Obviously, Brandon was trying to make a play. I equate it very similar to what we did after the Minnesota game. Unfortunately, we won the Minnesota game, but you know, Brian really made a lot of plays and played well, but he threw three interceptions in the game. And a couple of them were not very good interceptions. And we went back and we coached and we talked about the things you have to do to play the position and play at a high level. And very similar to what we're doing this week with Brandon. I showed him the first half. You have 250 yards in a game. He made some really, really fine throws. We had really nice drives. Things came up the way we want them to. And you look at the good things you do, and then you go back and look at the plays that you have to correct. And, what we're trying to do is eliminate the terrible play because those are the ones that end up getting you beat.
Norv Chet said that you guys were going to try to adjust schematically to accentuate Brandon's strengths. How do you go about that?
Well, like you do, you look at the things we did in the first half. That's a good defensive football team, and to have the production we did, I said, as an offense, we did a lot of good things. Now we have to be able to do that through four quarters.
Nor did they do something different in the second half?
I think when you're playing against a team, there's certain plays, you know things are going to come up, and you hit some things. We converted some third downs. When we convert third downs, we usually move the ball pretty well because you get more chances to stay on the field. The first thing I looked at in the second half, we did not do a good job converting third downs, particularly early. They did a couple of run blitzes. We had a scheme going in the first half that gave them some problems. They gave us a couple of run blitzes. We had two three and outs in the first quarter, and they were able to keep the ball a long time. So, people want to talk about halftime adjustments and all those things. You go into the second half, and we had limited plays in the third quarter. So it wasn't about adjustments. To me, it's about converting some third downs.
Is Brandon one of those quarterbacks that maybe needs a little warm-up time? Because it seems the trend has been this way a little bit last year, and we've seen it a little bit this year, where the first quarter seems to be a little tough sledding, and then once he gets into that second quarter, that's when he finds it.
I'd love to start and put out a 15-play drive in the first drive, but again, I look at the last couple of weeks, we were three and out the first two drives with Brian. We started our drives on the 8-yard line, on the 10-yard line. Sometimes it has as much to do with who you're playing as it has to do with who you are. Obviously, we don't want to do something in that first drive that has a major negative effect on the game. We certainly, in that first drive, want to get first downs, and that's what we're trying to do.
Norm, now that you've had him for a while, what do you see in Marquise Gray? Is he just a specialty utility player, or plays there for him?
He's a guy that's got, I think he's going to grow and become a good player. He's a guy that's played tight end since May. He was in the 49ers camp playing in a different system. He's a quarterback that's got good skills. He can change direction. He can run. Obviously, he can run with the ball. We see that when we put him in at quarterback. I think he's getting better on a weekly basis. And like I said, you can't tell this early, but I think he has a bright future.
When you're helping a quarterback, not just Brandon, but any quarterback, are you a guy that shows him clips of passes that he's thrown correctly, or do you show him ones where he's made mistakes?
Well, we coach off every single play, and it was funny. I know someone was listening and heard Trent Green talk about the way I coach, and we coach them on every play. I mean, there's something that they can learn from on every play, and we're going to coach quarterbacks that way. And it's frustrating for me as it is for everyone else. Obviously, I'm have a different perspective. I see a guy that's getting better in a lot of areas. We have to eliminate the big negative play.
Do you feel like Brandon is taking undue heat from from everywhere, nationally, locally?
I think it's the nature of the position, and I'm not going to compare him to anybody, but it's if you go to every different city and team that wins, things are good. And when you don't win, a quarterback takes a lot of heat. He's taken more than probably in a normal situation. But you know, there's other guys this last weekend that threw interceptions for touchdowns, that threw two or three interceptions in games that have been playing a long time and are really established players. But that's the nature of the position, and I think Brandon has a good perspective on it.
Nor from a coaching standpoint, have you figured out which buttons work with Brandon?
Well, it's the biggest thing is he hasn't played a lot of football, and he is in a new system, playing against very good defensive football teams. We've had a run of teams that are very good at pressuring and hitting the quarterback. So that makes it that much tougher. We, as you look ahead, we have the same type of teams ahead. So I think you're going to coach them the way I coach them. And then I don't know about the buttons thing. I think the biggest thing for us is get everyone playing as well as they can and help each other out.
Do you see at this stage of his career, does McGahee have the ability to get outside, or is that just not there?
Well, he can get outside, but I think he has to go inside to get there. we have an unusual situation, and we're making the best out of it. McGahee's giving us plays. Obanaya's giving us plays. We've got Bobby's giving us some plays, and now we're going to use Fozzie a little bit and see how he does. It's no question. It's a group effort.
Hey, quarterbacks, obviously they can't avoid criticism, and they follow Matt Schaub home. I mean, what do you tell Brandon going out pumping gas and stuff like that, how to deal with these some crazy fans?
Well, I have an interesting perspective because of my experience with a lot of different quarterbacks, and I've been with guys who have had really great careers that have taken a lot of heat at different times in their career. So I just think you got to understand it. It's part of the deal. Now, that being said, it doesn't excuse making bad plays. We have to play better. We have to eliminate negative plays.
How do you evaluate your receiver play right now, setting aside the statistical production? What I'm referencing more is, finishing routes, blocking, the finer aspects of.
I think our guys have, like I said about a lot, most of the guys on this offensive team, I think they've continued to play better every week. And guys are playing their best game as we're moving through. I think Greg's improved a great deal. I think Devon he's not gotten the opportunities. To me, that kind of goes in circles. And we've had some guys catching over the last couple of weeks. Josh has caught a lot of balls. They start taking him away, it opens it up for someone else. I've been through that too, where we got to use Travis more. We got to get Devon the ball more. Why isn't Jordan catching more balls? There's only one ball. So we're gonna what we want to do is play like we did in the first half and move the football. And then everyone tends to get involved.
Dom Capers, the defense, anything unusual?
Yeah, it's very unique. They adapt to each team they're playing. They've played awfully well. They're very aggressive in the secondary. They've got a lot of different blitz packages. We're working hard to get ready for Green Bay. They present a lot of problems. They've got some young players that are filling in for some of those guys that are hurt, and they played awfully well for them last week.
When you're calling a game against a guy like Aaron Rodgers and that high-powered offense, do you go in thinking we need to keep – time of possession is so important? And then how hard is that against a team that's good against a run like Green Bay?
Well, it still gets back to third downs. And if we can convert third downs, and Chud said it early in the week, we're working hard this week on third downs. We had extra emphasis yesterday with our offense, with our defense. And then you're able, to keep the ball a little bit longer. But, You've got to function where we are as a football team, where we are as an offensive football team. We got to take care of ourselves, and we got to do the things we do best. As we've continued to say, we got to eliminate negative plays, whether it be a sack, whether it be interception, those type of things. And you know, we know that you're going against, this is one of the best offenses in the league, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So certainly, you know, it's important that offensively we execute.
Do you ever get tempted to try Jason Campbell and see what he can do with this offense?
You know, that's not my call. You know, that's a coaches and then obviously where we're at. And I don't think anyone, as I said, at halftime, you know, would have said, God, let's see how Jason can do in the second half, you know. So that temptation isn't there for me.
When you say you've seen other guys try a pass like that, which guys? The guys you've coached?
Well, I'm not going to name them because then someone's going to say I'm comparing them, but there's some guys that have been to numerous Pro Bowls and guys that won Super Bowls I've seen not only attempt that pass but have it intercepted for a touchdown. So it's not excusable for anyone, and it doesn't make it right that someone else has done it, but you know, we're going to eliminate it.
Thanks.